You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am not James Edwards. Sorry to disappoint. My name is Sam Bushman. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. LibertyRoundTable.com is my website. I'm live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. It's the 25th year anniversary, by the way, of my radio talk show. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use as our claim to fame, our goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. That's who we are. That's what we do. LibertyRoundTable.com for archived notes, downloads of the show, live and on demand at your fingertips. We reject revolution on my radio program. We promote restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We need to return to the principles of our founding fathers if we want success. We need to turn to Almighty God and repent. And the solutions are in families, not in politics, just to be very clear. So anyway, that's kind of a recap of what I do and who I am, if you don't already know. And ladies and gentlemen, I would really like you to do me a big favor. I want you to give James Edwards feedback on this broadcast. You know what? Do you like me filling in for James on occasion? Or do you feel like, oh man, the show's great. Whenever Sam gets behind the mic, it runs off the rails. And, we don't really like the commentary that Sam brings to the table. So let James know, good or bad, would love to hear from you, would love your feedback. We really want to know what you think. Do we provide valuable commentary? Is it great to kind of have a switch gears on occasion? Is it great to have other people in the cesspool calling shots as they see it? Is it worth having, people fill in? Or would you rather hear a rebroadcast of one of James's favorite hours? James has a lot of archives, thepoliticalcesspool.org for those archives. He has a lot of archives. Would you rather have an hour from James, a great hour, kind of James's pick, if you will? Sometimes people call it the best of radio. Or do you like having fresh live content with alternate hosts chiming in from time to time? Anyway, that feedback would be greatly appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. There you have that. That's the little bit of housekeeping duties, as some call it. I also want to mention that James is in the middle of his fundraiser. And you cannot donate to him via the web anymore because the thugs have taken him down with regards to credit card processing. So please go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and go ahead and get the address there and send in a check or a money order. And what I need you to do is be liberal in your donations because James could use the money. He's got Keith to support and all kinds of stuff. I'm just saying. So, you need to be liberal in your donations. All you got to do is just add zeros. It won't cost you anything extra. Just add zeros to the amount you put on the check. Just start with a positive number and then just add zeros is what our humble request would be. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. I don't know. I don't do good at as good at shilling for money as James does or speaking out in the need. Remember, though, this broadcast is listener supported. You know what? We don't have money for the big boy advertisers and stuff like that. We learned early in radio. I've been in it for 30 years, folks. We learned early in radio that you know what happens? The advertisers will either want to control what you say or they drop you like a rock. And so it's really important to kind of understand we don't get big money from advertisers. You, the listeners, are what make this possible. Now, look, we're not begging for money to support our families. We have day jobs. We work all day, folks, every one of us. So we're not looking for money to support our families. What we're doing is putting our own investment, time and money and everything else into radio, into these broadcasts. And we're just hoping for some help to kind of, many hands make heavy burdens light is the point, right? Anyway, thepoliticalcesspool.org, get the address and donate, would you please? All right. I wanted to bring an interesting article to the table that came out like 6 years ago. And this website that I got it from is called Wake Up World. And these people got into the news because they just saw the world becoming more and more and more extreme, whacked out liberal. They saw everything just becoming negative. And they came back and said, listen, we're optimists and there's a lot of good things happening and we want to report on a lot of it. Sometimes it may not be a good news story, but it's good news we can take from the story, from the piece. They have great writers. And anyway, I saw this article on their website just recently because I was working on something and I stumbled across it. And I felt like, wow, this article is pretty good. It's worthy of discussion to at least do an hour on because it's really interesting. The details to this headline says the false flag formula, 15 ways to detect a false flag operation. It's by Makia Freeman. And Makia is a contributing writer for Wake Up World. And they say that a false flag world and formula has become readily apparent after many of these false flags, shootings, and bombings in the United States. The phenomenon has become so common in the last 3 years that it's become, sadly, more American than apple pie. According to ShootingTracker.com, there have been 353 mass shootings in the USA for 2015 so far. See, this was written 6 years ago. It's worse now. And the reason that I bring this article up like I do and highlight these 15, I don't know what you call it, ways to detect false flags. The reason that I bring up these 15 is because it's more prevalent now than it was then. All right? Believe it or not, these mass catastrophes, these false flags have had incredible media attention, and they are false flags staged terrorist events, folks. Some have real victims. Some do not. Either way, the most criminal of all institutions, the United States government and government partners around the world, they're all the orchestrated force behind these false flags. They're scripted. They're pre-planned operations, which are definitely not the result of random gun violence. Just as Obama talked about hiding the truth in plain sight, there is a pattern behind these mass shootings, these bombings, these false flag operations. The controllers are following a definite false flag formula. So the 15 elements below, or 15 kind of guidelines, focus points, will help you detect a false flag operation as it occurs. You can use these 15, if you will. Ask yourself these 15 questions. Bring up these 15 points with your loved ones, with your friends, with your colleagues, with those around you, and say, hey, is this normal? Is this acceptable? Is this the way, you know, it ought to be, etc.? All right, here they are. False flag formula number one. Drill at the same or a nearby time and place. Yeah, the exercise or the drill at the same time or the same place or nearby has become an indispensable element of the recent false flag operation. There's slight variance on how they carry it out. So sometimes they'll be a few miles away rather than at the exact place. Or they sometimes plan it, drill at a slightly different time, like earlier in the day, later in the evening, so it can just coincidentally go live, right? I mean, there's all kinds of shootings. The San Bernardino drill is an example where a shooting took place, right? The government planned regular drills in the same building where the shooting took place. What's the likelihood of that kind of stuff, huh? What are the chances of a real mass shooting occurring in a building used for mass shooting drills, huh? Right? The easiest way to carry out a false flag attack is by setting up a military exercise that simulates the very attack you want to carry out. Yeah, 9/11, there were no less than 46 drills occurring simultaneously. Right? You say, well, why would they do the false flag attack with the training? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. This is Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards on your radio. Good sense.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
I'm Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards, urging each of you to go to the website TPC, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Get the address, donate. They can't take credit cards now, but you can donate with a check or money order, and donate liberally, would you please? All right, I'm talking about the 15 ways to detect a false flag operation. It's a formula. The first one is having a drill in the same time and place. You say, well, why would they do that? Here are some of the reasons that they do it. They can distract and remove key personnel who would otherwise be at the scene that would normally contain and investigate such a fiasco. Confuse other personnel who don't know who would treat the event in a whole different way if they, didn't know if it was a drill or a real event. It's to slow down, to reduce or eliminate an effective response, especially of police and other law enforcement. That means the removal and confusion of personnel. Wait a minute, I thought I was here. Are you there? What? How? And that confusion is obvious when you saw 9/11, right? Distract and confuse witnesses, the media, and the public in general. Yeah, that's right. 5, provide a great cover and period of lower defenses and security to carry out an attack, which would otherwise be difficult or impossible to carry out if defenses were at their usual optimal operating level. All right, false flag formula 2. Foreknowledge of the event. Another way you could tell that a mass shooting or bombing or false flag event is if you find proof of foreknowledge of the event. As it so happens, all the notorious and publicized mass attacks of late have had evidence of foreknowledge. Going way back in time, there was foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor attack of 1941 that got the U.S. into World War II. Yeah, we had aspects of foreknowledge on 9/11, including the BBC reporting WTC-7 falling down before it actually did. Yeah. Also, people calling Willie Brown saying, don't fly. Sandy Hook had blatant foreknowledge. The Boston Marathon had some foreknowledge. Yeah, I digress, except to tell you this is serious. So 1, having drills at the same time. and exercises, tests, to foreknowledge. Eyewitnesses is the third one. Eyewitnesses who have conflicting accounts. You can also spot a likely false flag operation when you see or hear multiple conflicting accounts, right? For example, the Colorado Batman mass shooting. Eyewitnesses claim they saw an entire team of shooters rather than a single shooter, James Holmes. The official narrative didn't match what the witnesses saw, and the witnesses were told, you must not have realized. You must have been confused in the dark with the movie and the loud sounds. And with Sandy Hook, we saw multiple scenes of law enforcement chasing people into the surrounding forest, but yet the official narrative declared the only shooter was Adam Lanza. Yeah, and San Bernardino, for example, witnesses say they saw three white athletic men, not the two brown husband and wife team we are told pulled off the shooting. Conflicting eyewitness accounts can destroy the official narrative, no matter what the detail is. On 9/11, for example, various firemen told us there were bombs in the building, blatantly contradicting the official story that planes alone took down the Twin Towers. Yeah, with Sandy Hook, Gene Rosen's testimony was full of holes and was contradicted by that of the school bus driver and the official report. There you have it. So, eyewitnesses have conflicting accounts is number three. Number four, mainstream media quickly names and demonizes the Patsy. That's right. Mainstream media quickly names and demonizes the Patsy. Have you ever wondered how quickly the mainstream media discovers the name of the Patsy? They had somehow deduced, for example, that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9/11 just a couple of hours after the attacks. Have you ever wondered why the government is so good at telling us who supposedly executed these attacks right after they happened with almost no time to investigate, but yet some strange reason they can't seem to stop the alleged terrorist attacks? Without any evidence, the mainstream press continued to repeat bin Laden like a crazy man after 9/11. Although bin Laden denied involvement in the attacks, and he was never even formally charged by the FBI for the event. Have you ever wondered why many of the Patsies or the sorry deranged mass shooters are Muslim? That wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that the Zionist government are trying to paint all Muslims as crazy, right? And scary. Nothing like a good dose of Islamophobia to take your freedom away. Yeah. There you have it. So number four, mainstream media quickly names and demonizes the enemy. In fact, they did that with the COVID. They said, hey, animal transmission. Well, no, a year later we find out that was a lie. It was in a lab, right? But they sure had all the answers then, didn't they? It goes on and on. Number five, the Patsy has no military advanced training, but yet shoots extremely fast and incredibly accurately. Or the bomber seems to have no real knowledge of how to build bombs, but by golly, they pulled off a complicated, you know, scenario that just takes down buildings with the precision of demolition experts. But yet they don't really have experience with bombs, but by golly, they just got it done. Yeah. In other words, the skilled and the lethal Patsy is the point. That's according to the official narrative of false flag ops like Sandy Hook and Aurora. We're supposed to believe that somehow these skinny, these non-muscular youths without training, they're deranged and can't even function in any other aspect of their life, but by golly, they're able to acquire expensive military gear, including armor, guns, ammunitions, and more. Wear that gear without getting bogged down in speed. Yeah, they shoot incredibly fast and accurate. In San Bernardino, we're supposed to believe that a young mother was strong and skilled enough. Well, she was strapped up with body armor, carrying heavy weaponry, no problem. She just acted like a precision military special ops individual, right? The official story, ladies and gentlemen, in these bogus cases would have you believe that it's no big deal Or it's just a coincidence that the Patsy could acquire all this high-end gear and use it so incredibly well. So number five, Patsy has no military training, but acts like a special ops in you know, first time, just let it rip. It's time to rock and roll, right? How does that happen? Because that isn't true. That's how. False flag formula number six, Patsy gets killed, drugged, or suicided. It's also part of the false flag formula to ensure that the Patsy who was earmarked before the event to take the fall cannot speak out to rationally defend themselves. This is achieved in a number of ways. The simplest is to have the Patsy kill him or herself by committing suicide. Yeah, they took out everybody else. Then they go, we went ahead and turned the gun on themselves, right? Another favorite way is to take the Patsy out in a thrilling high-speed chase, or take the, you know, the Patsy out by suicide by cop. Man, he just went crazy and we had to take him down there. Yeah. They gushingly promote the police state when they do this, the high-speed chases, or the, you know, they take out the Patsy. Hey, the cops took care of us all and saved us. Sometimes a Patsy, believe it or not, is even killed in plain sight just because it's so important to suppress his testimony. Yeah. A third way is mind control to drug the Patsy to such an extent that they become a zombie vegetable and unable to articulate anything, like James Holmes. We're on number seven. I'll tell you about it when we get back. You are listening to The Political Cesspool live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 150 people remain unaccounted for in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium tower. At least five people were killed when the building in Surfside near Miami partially collapsed on Thursday. Rescue efforts have been hampered as firefighters continue to fight a blaze inside the rubble of the building. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says they are determined to find the cause of the collapse of the tower, but tells CNN that their primary concern is the search for survivors.
Buildings in America do not fall down. The only time we saw buildings fall down was in 2001. And this was eerily like that because we had two pieces of the building fall down separately right on top of each other, and then we had a fire that we've been fighting for days. Something was very wrong with that building, very, very wrong, and we're going to get to it. But we're not going to get to it today. We're not going to get to it tomorrow or the next day because we're only focused on bringing people out alive and getting them back to their family.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Federal Aviation Administration says that the number of reports it's received of unruly passenger behavior is up significantly this year. The agency saying this week that it's received more than 3,000 complaints so far and levied over $500,000 in fines for the incidents, which have included assaults on flight attendants. Transport Workers Union Local 556 President Lynn Montgomery says that the airlines and the FAA need to respond quickly and firmly to these incidents. She tells Fox News that it boils down to safety on airplanes.
You know, it's very serious. Flight attendants are the last line of defense, and we're aviation's first responders. We are the first responders that are in charge of making sure that your flight arrives safely. And sometimes the safety duties that we're performing, you're not even aware of. You don't even see it because you're used to us smiling and maybe serving you a Coke. But it's not appropriate to get you a drink and then be punched in the face. We have to have compliance. And remember, it's about safety on board the aircraft.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards, reminding you that we're in the middle of the TPC fundraising drive. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Make sure you donate liberally. Every penny will help, and you got to donate with a check or a money order. Go to the website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, to get the address. They can't take online donations anymore, thanks to thugs in government in bed with the banking cartel. They're not allowing it, but you can circumvent them and send a check or a money order and add zeros, would you please? ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Donate liberally today. We're talking about this incredible article written over 6 years ago, The False Flag Formula, 15 Ways to Detect a False Flag Operation. Wake up, world, with the peace. Good stuff. I'm on number 7, Shooter Leaves Manifesto. In this day and age, writing a manifesto is a strange, anachronistic thing to do, but for some strange reasons, shooters' manifestos seem to crop up a lot after mass shootings. Conveniently for the controllers, these manifestos provide a perfect explanation for the official narrative and help fill in the missing, non-existent, or contrary to reality motive for the attack, which promptly pushes those on defense into believing the government's version of the event. Yeah, they say that the manifesto is not prevalent in every false flag. It's relevant in enough of them and appears in enough of them to regard it as part of the false flag formula. All right, last point on this. The manifestos, interestingly enough, you know, this is a mass deranged shooter. I don't find that mass murderers that are deranged oftentimes are great writers. Okay, you just think these people are just incredible writers and mass shooters? They're great with everything and writing letters and, you know, articulating themselves and handling military-grade weapons and everything else with incredible precision. But yet, man, these people just foam at the mouth and can't get a girl. Or, you know, they don't get along with anybody, but, man, they're just wicked smart, wicked capable, and incredible writers, don't you know, to explain themselves perfectly via the manifesto, right? All right. Number 8. Evidence gets conveniently destroyed. Another element of the false flag formula is deliberate destruction of evidence so that the controllers could cover their tracks. In 9/11, the scrap metal and the smoldering ruins in the WTC towers was immediately shipped off to the communist nation of China. Right from the start with Sandy Hook, the entire school was demolished. In San Bernardino, well, very strange. Yeah. They allowed, the landlord allowed everybody to go into their house and touch all the stuff, in complete disregard for what could be considered a crime scene. So they'll either, one, destroy the evidence, or two, they allow the evidence to be completely tampered with so that it's like, there's no way to really know the truth or what really happened or, you know, how things really were. Could it get any more blatant, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. How about number 9? No obvious motive for the mass attack. Have you ever wondered why there's no obvious, clear motive in any of these mass shootings or attacks, bombings? Crimes are supposed to be solved on the merit of motive and opportunity. But yet, when you look at the reality of a false flag operation, the mainstream media just lies about the motive and chalks it up to a deranged shooter. Other time, we have the flimsiest of motives, like people went on an all-out rampage because they had a disagreement with a coworker, something like that, or they asked a girl out and she said no. In San Bernardino, we were told the young mother with a 1-year-old child was aggressive and psychotic enough to kill 17 people injured at the risk of never seeing her child again. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the real purveyors of these operations profit immensely from the ensuing fear, but somehow the majority of the people don't seem to even see that motive, right? I also find that interesting, too. Most of the time, it's just like, a deranged guy, he was a white supremacist, so he hated everybody, you know? And it's interesting. What motive? Oh, girls didn't like him. But his girlfriend said this. What? Okay, he didn't like that, but he had an ex-wife and a couple of girlfriends, and, well, women seem to like, okay, what about the Vegas shooter? Golly, you know, nobody was with him. He, well, didn't relate to people really well, but, well, he was known in the gambling halls. Everybody thought he was a nice guy. How does all that work? What motive is it, right? We don't really have a clear motive. For the Vegas shooting example, that's a perfect example. What motive did that guy have? Very, very strange indeed. False flag, formula number 10. The media calls for gun control. Gun control is obviously one of the key agenda behind all these false flag mass shootings and other false flag events. Since a disarmed population is far easier to exploit than to manipulate than an armed one. An obvious aspect of the false flag formula, sometimes gun control is pushed to the immediate aftermath of the event when people are in a highly emotional and suggestible state. Yeah. Believe it or not, with normal polls, gun control is really a big concern for about 2% of the population. Right? Take a look at the behavior of Andy Parker, who we're told was the father of a victim killed in the Virginia mass shootings of 2015. Within hours of hearing the news and the death of his child, Parker had already contacted and talked with the governor of Virginia, and then he magically appeared on TV saying he would devote his whole life to gun control. Yeah. Same thing with the Santa Barbara shooting. Richard Martinez appeared on TV right after the death, angrily pleading for more gun control. Wow, you don't have other appropriate emotions. You just call for gun control just right out of the gate. I'm telling you, it's bogus, folks. But they always call for that. Right? All right, false flag formula number 11. Fake victims equals crisis actors. The above 10 points are a useful outline of the false flag formula as it pertains to shootings and other false flags nowadays. With real victims, ladies and gentlemen, i.e. where people die, such as COVID. Think about all these things related to COVID. Pretty similar, right? However, ever since the surreal Sandy Hook event, which still contains many unanswered questions, we've kind of entered the twilight zone of the false flag hoax. Yeah, mass attacks where no one dies, where fake bodies, fake blood, face victims. In this way, the entire operation is more tightly controlled and less messy. A hallmark of the false flag hoax, authorities never produce a credible piece of evidence showing an actual dead body of a victim. Right? You have crisis actors. Yeah. You got a question if the event even happened at all. Right? I mean, were there false actors at Boston Marathon, Sandy Hook, many others? Government officials, folks, have been caught using the word actor to describe various players in these dramas. The mainstream media has even resorted to calling them actors as well. It's one of the buzzwords of the recent San Bernardino mass shooting. So that's really, really important to understand. So think about those first 10, right? Drill at the same or nearby place. Wow. Foreknowledge. Eyewitnesses, conflicting accounts. Mainstream media quickly names and demonizes a patsy. Patsy has no military training, but incredibly capable. Patsy gets killed, drugged, or suicided. Shooter leaves manifesto, or person leaves manifesto. Evidence gets conveniently destroyed. No obvious motive for the mass attack. And media calls for gun control or calls for whatever they want. So this happened. I mean, instantly, by golly, we got to break out of the coronavirus. Oh, my goodness. Shut everybody down instantly. All over the country. Now, that's a false flag attack that's different than the narrative we're talking about here, but a lot of the same principles apply. Have the media demonize anybody that disagrees. Have multiple witnesses who are experts in the field have dissenting statements and disagreements about what the case really is, etc. Just creating mass confusion. Same thing. Confusion's a big telltale. and then decisive. The government knows exactly what needs to be done and exactly what the problem is. Johnny on the spot, they know. Everybody else is confused, but by golly, your government has it all figured out already. Just already done. All right, so then 11 is fake victims, crisis actors. Now you got a fake disease. Don't get me wrong. The coronavirus is real and it kills people. I'm not saying that it doesn't. But they literally made you believe everybody was going to die from the coronavirus. That isn't the truth. Number 12. Victims get killed twice in a lot of these examples. You know, Osama bin Laden. We always used to joke, maybe he's in a bar playing the drums, you know. Is he really dead? But we see oftentimes that a lot of these victims, especially the high-profile terrorist kind, get killed multiple times. Isn't that strange indeed? Liberty Round, wow, no. The Political Cesspool continues on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. I really want you to give feedback to James for me, please. Just tell me, do you like people filling in for James on occasion? Alternative hosts or whatever you want with live radio? Or would you prefer the best of James Edwards? In other words, you could hear hours of James. Previous shows that he finds especially rewarding to produce and et cetera, or, you know, the best of the James Edwards and Political Cesspool partners and commentary, or do you like kind of fresh hosts from time to time? Give James that feedback. And if so, who do you like the best to fill in? This is not a contest. What this is a best way, if James is ever not available, what's the best way for us to bring you incredible content? That's the question, really, right? Let James know. So we're talking about the false flag formula's 15 ways to detect a false flag operation, ladies and gentlemen. So the next one, fake victims equal crisis actors. Oftentimes, there's trumped up victims. For example, if you do the COVID test and you crank up the cycles in the test, everybody becomes sick and everybody tests positive, right? Those are fake victims. They're not really real people that are sick. They might be sick a little bit with a cold or something else. You might go in, determine they have a cold or the flu or something, then go, we're going to ratchet up the COVID test. Yeah, you got COVID there now, right? You're sick, so you believe it, but it's not true, right? So fake victims equals crisis actors in many cases, oftentimes. 12 victims get killed twice. We talked about that oftentimes. 13, families of victims have elite or acting backgrounds. This is a big one. Is it just a coincidence that the families of mass shootings or other false flag operations have incredible backgrounds at the Sandy Hook event, right? Yeah. These guys are connected to the Federal Reserve or the banking elite, for example, in the Sandy Hook case. Francine Wheeler was the formal assistant of former Chief Democratic National Committee fundraiser Maureen White. Okay, we go on and on and on with this stuff, right? It was also noteworthy of the Sandy Hook scenario that acting shown up in the resumes of so many of the key players there. Anyway, interesting. Now, isn't it also interesting that when Alex Jones brought this up and gave you his view on it, they literally prosecuted him saying, you can't say this is a false flag. Yeah, so another element, basically the idea when you see these false flags, look for actors, actresses, elite families connected. False flag formula 14. Families of victims show little to no emotion and even snicker and laugh, oftentimes if caught on camera at the wrong times. Luckily for truth seekers, the majority of these crisis actors are used in these cases are poor actors who are not very convincing in the roles they play oftentimes. The majority display little or no emotion after an alleged tragedy, losing a family member or child to a mass shooting. It's true, ladies and gentlemen, that humans do vary widely with expression and emotions, but it simply strains credibility too much when you watch them laugh or watch them literally have a certain attitude when they don't know they're on camera. And then the second they're on camera, oh, buddy, the tears start rolling or the emotions start, you know, surfacing immediately. They weren't there a second ago. What's up with that? Yeah. Very strange. What are the chances, folks, that many of the victims' family members are so non-emotional, so understanding, or so quick to forgive? It's shameful enough that the crisis actors playing these roles are perpetrating a monumental deception on the public, but they tug on the average heartstrings so that they trick them. But they laugh, they smile, they snicker, and giggle while pulling off their atrocious stunts oftentimes, folks. False flag number 15. Families of victims receive millions of dollars in federal payoffs. There you go. Bring the bankers right in. Fake money always greases the skids, right? In the U.S., quote, the land of the lawsuit, people are generally pretty fast to initiate a lawsuit when they feel like they've been wronged. It's highly strange, therefore, that none of the alleged parents of the Sandy Hook event decided to sue the government for negligence or to demand a redress for any other grievance. Additionally, many of the alleged parents received a total of millions of dollars in unsolicited federal payouts. Yeah, they got houses, many of them. Ask yourself, is it more likely the government would just do this out of the goodness of its heart? Or is the money more like a bribe, blackmail, payout, rolled all into one? Or could it be that the crisis actors are sworn to silence? Why are the elite operating such amateurish false flag operations and shootings? All right, you can use the 15 elements of the false flag operation formula to be much more aware. Yeah, there might be more false flag points. Those are just 15 of the highlights. We can become more aware, more wise, more astute to the deception, so that when false flag operations come, you can answer these questions and go, you don't want to be too scared, too shocked, too gullible to accept the official narrative. You don't want to be that way. So, you know, how do you deal with this? You look at these 15 things and you try to apply to any false flag. How many of them relate? So let's do that to the false flag of the coronavirus. Okay? Drill at the same or nearby. Well, we didn't really have drills, but we had labs creating gain-of-function research to see if they could make it so that these viruses could be human-deadly. That's equivalent to an exercise, a training, right? Let's see if we can create gain-of-function to make this go viral. Well, by golly, it happened, and it leaked, and it was animals, right? Foreknowledge. They had foreknowledge. Fauci and others had talked about this a lot of times. They knew they were working on making this happen. This is beyond foreknowledge, right? In the COVID, eyewitnesses have conflicting accounts. You get all kinds of doctors and professionals who have completely different takes. And anybody who doesn't take the official view of the government in bed with the media, they're shunned and shut down. Why? Because the false flag. That's why. But it's very similar. Conflicting experts, conflicting eyewitnesses is the equivalent there, right? Mainstream media quickly names and demonizes the patsy. By golly, it came from an animal. Horrible. You know, the wet, whatever they're called, farmer's market equivalent, wet, that's what caused it, by golly. They came out with that the second it happened. And when it turned out that Fauci knew better and lied for over a year and got caught, right? Very equivalent to mainstream media and others demonizing and creating a patsy. The patsy was the false narrative of what it was. They got caught. 5, patsy has no military training. So it doesn't take any training for an animal to go ahead and make that jump to humans, the coronavirus. But what about a lab? What about the experts who are working on gain-of-function research? They hadn't did, right? See, every element is almost in this one. It's a slightly different twist on the points being made here, because this was written for a false flag shooting, right? But a bombing, the coronavirus. You see the same elements, but with a slight twist or applied to that application of the false flag, and you start to get it really quick. Here's the next one. Patsy gets killed, drugged, or suicided. Oh, yeah, so therefore, you know, hey, the official story got completely buried. Looks like China altered the evidence. Oh, that's the next one, huh? And the patsy, it's blamed on it. By golly, Chinese did it. That's the patsy. It doesn't, now, maybe it happened in China. Maybe it happened from a leak lab. But was it only the Chinese that did it? Or was it global elite that did it and blamed it on the Chinese? By the way, it leaves a manifesto. So we have all kinds of documents that say that it was an animal. And we've done all these research studies and, well, now, the manifesto in this case is the emails where the truth is being told different from what we've been told for over a year, right? Wow. Evidence gets conveniently destroyed. Now they're saying China destroyed the evidence. It's really going to be really hard to connect the dots on this one. We may never know, they say. Convenient, huh? No obvious motive for the mass attack. What's the motive? They say, well, the Chinese just did it to mess up the world. The only motive I can find is the elites, the bankers have a motive, and their motive is to control us all and lock us down and change America. They want to destroy America. That's the only way they can create their global agenda, their world government, right? Immediate calls for gun control or immediate calls for everyone to get vaccinated. Same difference, right? We're going to force you to do or not do something by government edict and mandate. Face victims equals crisis actors. So you got crisis actors like Fauci and the media running around acting like they know everything and scientific, and then we find out from the science community, well, it wasn't really scientific. We were against it because Donald Trump said it. Then you got fake victims where they ratchet up the cycles on the tests and make it seem like everybody's sick when they're really not, or everybody dies from all kinds of reasons, but they say everybody died from corona. So false victims, false death, false victims get killed twice. I don't know about that one. Just everybody's getting killed in this case, right? People have elite or acting backgrounds. Yep, the leaders on this certainly do. I'll tell you that right now. Little to no emotion. Fauci and others are lying. Yeah, people received millions in payoffs. The state's got big, big payoffs for the governors carrying the federal government narrative. The federal government stood back and said, hey, we don't even need to mandate anything. The governors will do it for us. So the governors played the abusers and got paid millions. Wow. False flags, ladies and gentlemen, they're real. Be hip to them. We can catch them at it. The more we know and the more we stick together. Donate liberally to James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's the fundraising drive. Do it now. I am Sam Bushman. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. I always like to end every program by saying, God save the Republic of the United States of America. God bless.